Okay. We're on Yud Beis Amud Beis at the bottom. The Gemara says that any tefua that grew a third of its total growth before Rosh Hashanah during Shemitah has din of Kedusha Shviyas and remains Kedusha Shviyas forever at that tefua. Amar Lev Zer Levasi, the Dilma Lo Ayel Klau, because Amar Rab, come on, it's Shamit the Tezel at Chagasukas. Maybe not. Maybe it didn't grow a third. Just that the halacha is that Shemitah remains till Sukkot. It's a Tosefis Shemitah. Anything that grows till Sukkot has a din of Shemitah. Rashi, the Dilma Lo Ayel Klau, Rafil Lo Eskil is Bashel B'Shviyas, Ko Amar Rachmana, Mitzvah Shviyas, Limoshet, Yisura, Chag Sukkot, Milachlosh V'Liktza. Maybe it's just a halacha that you can't do Avodas Karka on this Tavua till Sukkot. It's a halacha in Shemitah. Where says Lo Sukkot Daita. You see, the Chag Ha'osif, B'Tseis HaShona. Ma Osif. It says Chag Ha'osif. So what's Osif? Ilei Mechag Habob is Mana Seifa. It's the chag that comes when you're gathering in your crops. Haksiv, it said that already. Ba'os b'chom nigorn chom yikvecho. It says already, ba'os b'chom. Why do we have to mention it twice? Elamai osif kotzer. Chag ha'osif means the holiday that you where you harvest, the harvesting. It doesn't call it openly chag ha'kotzer because chag ha'shvuos was just called chag ha'kotzer from the other harvesting. The kimlu rabon and the chol tzvuos and nixer of the chag. Any tzvua that you can harvest in Sukkot, the yadua shevir shlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah. It surely grew a third already before Rosh Hashanah. The kukori lay b'tseis Hashanah. And yet it calls that k'tzira b'tseis Hashanah, meaning that it's already after Shemitah. Rashi, lo sokadaitach de lishtoi kro elek shevir shlish. You can't think that this pasuk is talking where it didn't bring a third before Rosh Hashanah, demucha k'rachrina, because we're going to prove it from another pasuk. The Chag Ha'osif, the Tseis HaShonah, my Chag Ha'osif, Ilei Ma'adah, who shame Sukkot, Chag Ha'osif is the name of Sukkot, Mishum Debob is Mana Seifa, because it comes when you're gathering in your crops, Lomali the cost of the Chag Krah, crazy, why do you have to say that twice in the same pasuk? Hoksiba, who Krah, Gufei, Ba'os, Bechos, Masecha, says the Therish, that this Chag, Chag Ha'osif is when Ba'os, Bechos, Masecha, if Osif means gathering in, it's a chag of gathering in when you gather in. It's redundant. Elamai osif kotzer. Osif over here means harvesting. V'hochikom. The chag asher hu ba'os b'chos ma'secho min asodeh osif. Right? The chag that comes when you're gathering the things from the field, right? Osif asher ata kotzer bo eino mishona hanichneses el mishona hayotzeis. Whatever you harvest during that chag is not from the past year, but from the coming year. It's not from the coming year, but from the past year. So if you can harvest it already on Sukkot, it must have grown a third before. It's impossible that there should be tefua to harvest in Sukkot that didn't grow at least a third before the year was up, the last year. That what you harvest on Sukkot grew in the last year. The kimul the rabbanon shomru atvua achar shlish. The chol tvua sheniktzeres bechag biyadua shevir shlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The rabbanon established they knew that any tvua that you could harvest in by Sukkot had to have grown a third before the year was up. The kokori lay b'tseis hashana shehi mishnana hayotzeis, and it's called b'tseis hashana, the end of last year. So obviously it goes after the year before, not the coming year, not this year. So it's Shemitah. Alma Tvua Achar Shlish. So that's why the Rabbanan said that any Tvua that grew a third in the year of Shemitah is Shemitah Tvua. Gemara says, Omer Le Rabbi Yirmiel Rav Zeira, the Kimlu Rabbanan Ben Shlish L'Pavos Mishlish. The Rabbanan were able to exactly know that something that was harvested in Sukkot had to have grown a third, not less than a third, or more than a third. They knew exactly that was the shear. Amarlei lava minolach, didn't I tell you once, lo sipuk nafshech levar mihilchasa. Don't ask these kind of questions. Kol midos chachonim kenu. All the midos of chachonim are exact. Barboim so hu tovel, barboim so chaser kurtov en yocholit bobehen. Right? If 40 saw is the amount that Rabbanim were koveya for a mikvah, because that's the amount that a person's body can go in at one time, an average body. One drop, less not. That's the shear, right? It seems it's only a shear the Rabbanon. It doesn't mean that. It's a shear that the Rabbanon reported this shear based on the information the Torah gave. It has to be water that your entire body can go into, and either it's Aloch L'Moshe Sinai or the Rabbanon were koveya that that amount of water is 40 saw, not one drop less, don't need one drop more. Only food that's a kebeya is metami tumas ochlin. Machlokas, what that means, it becomes tame, or it could be metame other things. But for some halacha of tumas ochlin, you need a kebeya. And that's the amount of food that a person can put in his throat at one time. That's the kind of food that can be eaten all at one time, the most you can put into your throat. And kebeya chaser sum sum eno metami tumas ochlin. One crumb less is not metami. Shlosha shlosha matami medris. Shlosha shlosha chaser nima achas eno matami medris. Right? A 3x3 cloth is the shear for the matami medris, like a carpet or whatever. That's the smallest amount. And one strand, thread, less than 3x3 tefachim, is not matami medris. Hadar amr Rabbi Yirmiyah lav milsehi da'amri. Right? And after that, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, my kasha was no kasha altogether. Because I have a proof that the Rabbanan knew to distinguish between if it grew a third or didn't grow a third. See Rashi still here. The Kimlu Rabbanan bitmiyah, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha, v'chi b'kiyin heim b'tiv gidl ha'tvua. And the Rabbanan know so clearly how tvua grows. They knew to be koveya that you can't have something that's harvestable on Sukkot that didn't grow a third